You don't expect an urgent care clinic to post on Facebook for a diagnosis?
No.
I mean, I expect Eva to do this. But if I go to urgent care,
I want
urgent care.
Right. Not like, let me check Facebook.
In North Carolina, a woman was bitten by a copperhead snake. Now, those are poisonous.
Yes.
And she goes to urgent care, and they say, oh, we don't handle snake bites. Now, if you do urgent care in a right. place that has poisonous snakes, you should handle snake bites.
Right, right.
So they said, well, post a picture of the snake on Facebook, and that way, yeah.
No way.
I guess she had taken a picture of the snake. And they said, post the picture on Facebook, and someone will tell you if it's poisonous. And she did, and the person commented on it and said, yes, go get help. So she did. She went to the ER in time to get it treated. But she was there for like 12 hours. Her foot swelled up 3 times the normal size. So ended up being okay.
Okay.
But yeah, crazy. Imagine that. You go to the urgent care you think is like, the next step below an ER. And they say, well, post a picture on Facebook.
Right, and see how many likes you get there.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
No.
Like, this is what Eva does and I make fun of her for all the time. And then an actual urgent care clinic does it.
Yeah, I mean,
I have a strange lesion on my elbow. Here's a picture. Any thoughts? And I'm always like, okay, go to the doctor.
Well, it's $35 copay for something that could just be like a little, put a little Aquaphor on and say 3 Hail Marys,
I guess that could have been the suggestion from urgent care. Could have been worse.
They would have said that.
I got bit by a snake. Oh, just put some Aquaphor on and I could say a couple Hail Marys. It'd be good. There's a church right around the corner. You want to see if the priest wants to help you out.
No copays over there,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Wow.
Well, they do have that collection tin.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where they do the copays. Yeah.